soul to soul, spirit to spirit, blessings from your innermost self. There are two eyes which everyone must come to understand are quite different from one another. There is the human eye, the eye that calls itself Linda or Sarah or Dorothy or Bill or Dennis or Mike. And there is the I within that is God. And when we go into our meditations, we need to let that divine eye take over. Now let us consider the two ways of I. There is the I that feels it is a member of a particular nation, a particular country, and yet we are told, be still and know that I am God. Can this I that is God be a member of a nation? Or does not this I that is God contain all nations? How old am I? Be still and know that I am God. I has no age, because God is outside of time, and I am outside of time. In Revelations, John tells us that when we attain the real I, the I that is God, time shall be no more. And so, I have no age. I was never born. I cannot die. How tall is I? How tall am I? You can ask yourself, how tall am I? I am infinite spirit. Can infinite spirit have a height, a weight? How wide is I? Be still. Know that I am God. Do I have parents? Call no man on earth your father, for one is your father, your creator, and that is God. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? those that do the will of God. Do I have parents? Be still and know that I am God. What gender am I? Am I a man? Am I a woman? The I that is God is infinite life. I am the life of the trees that you see and that you love. I am the life of the birds, the animals. I am the life of the smallest microbe. I am the life of the Milky Way. Do I have gender? Be still and know that I am God. What race am I? Infinite. I am all forms, yet I am formless. What color am I? I am invisible, incorporeal, presence of the living God. So what race am I? I am omnipresent. Be still and know that I am God. Do I have children? Am I a parent? Are these people on earth here, some of these people, are they my children? No. It has been said that we are the bows and the children are the arrows. These beings did not come from us. They are not ours. God is expressing itself as them. So am I a parent? Are these my children? Or is this not God itself taking form and appearing again individually? Be still and know that I am God. What is my body? Do I have a body? Paul tells us, just as the body has many members, and it takes all the members to make up one body, so are we all in Christ. That there is a natural body and a spiritual body. And the natural man receiveth not the things of God. Do I have a body? God is infinite, omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient. As far as the galaxies go, at the edge of the universe and beyond, this body that I have. Do I have a body? Be still and know that I am God. What do I have? Do I have a limited bank account, a few pieces of property, some possessions? All that I have is thine. What do I have? I have infinity. I have all that God has. Be still and know that I am God. And so we see, we're starting to see, that there's an I that thinks of itself as a limited person, and there is the unlimited divine I, the I that calls itself God. And in our meditations, let us stop going within as that limited I. Let's try a new type of meditation now. Now, when we close our eyes, from now on, let the I do the meditating. Be still and know that I am God. And I will do the meditating for you. Let that I do the work. And in the stillness, I will function. I will go before you and prepare a place. I have many mansions. I will never leave you. I was with you before the foundation of the world. I shall be with you after the end of what appears as this world. I will give you water that springs up into life everlasting, my everlasting life. Be still and know that I within you am God. I am your identity. Withdraw your attachments to this false sense of I. Withdraw your attention. Cease from this false sense of I. And let the infinite I go forth. I am here. When you are confronted with what appears to be a problem, who is the problem appearing to? Can I have a problem? Be still and know that I am God. Look right at the so-called problem and realize that I am here. Be not afraid, it is I. When there is a storm, rest back in the inner I and listen to that I as it says, peace, be still. Turn your meditations over to that I that is God. Let the mind become quiet. Tell the little thoughts racing around, children, be still and know that I am God. I am the way. I am the only truth, and I am the life right here. And now I will pray. I will meditate. I will commune with the Father, for I and the Father are one. Before Abraham was, I am. And something that the false sense of I became entangled in way back there, I can take care of now. Be still and know the function of I. I within you am God. And even unto the end of the world, something that is coming together right now, I am putting together. And you will know it when it comes, for I go to prepare a place for you right now. I reach back before Abraham. I reach forward to a point you know not of. I exist in both places right now. So be still and know that I am God. Learn to abide now at the center of your being. In the I that is God, the I that is you. And let the world dissolve. In this I, problems do not exist. They melt away as nothingness. In this I, all are one, and I am that one. In this I, you can look out on the world and see and feel yourself, and all that you encounter is I. Dwelling here in I is the secret place of the Most High. And dwelling in I, problems disappear at your approach. In this secret place, I will function through you. Now, our good friend Joel says this about I. In my early days in this work, when because of a problem of supply, I was revealed to me, that revelation ended my days of lack and limitation. But it did much, much more. It revealed to me that I am not a man. I am I. And I am not in this body. So it is that when you are in your automobile, you are not in your automobile. You are really never a part of your automobile, and you are never in it. You are always something separate and apart from it, governing it, and it is a tool that you are directing. This same truth applies to your body. Once you realize I, you will know this body has the same relationship to you that your automobile has. It is an instrument for your use, and when you are through with it, you will find yourself a new one. But you are not in it. For I is consciousness, infinite divine consciousness, and I am omnipresent. And so the two ways of I, one is related to a limited body that is no more than an instrument for you. And one is the infinite divine I that has dominion not only over the body but over everything. I have dominion. Which I? Be still and know that I am God. Carry this with you when you go out to work, to school, in your home, in your church, wherever you find yourself. I am. And know this about the people you see. From now on, do not see colors and races, sizes and shapes, gender and height and width and weight. Do not see young or old, beautiful or ugly. Practice seeing I. Know it within yourself. Look out and say, I am there. Look out and realize, I am that life. Practice I at the center of your being. Practice I wherever you look. For I say unto you, you live and move and have your being in I, and I in you. At night, when you lay down at the end of the day, bring I with you. Although the body rests, I continue to function. Be still and know that I am God. When you have an expenditure, bring I with you. I use this money to purchase this service or these goods, and I give it to I. And so I give it, but I still have it, because I am one life. I can never give away what I have. What do I have? I have all that the Father has. I and the Father's kingdom are one. Where is the kingdom of God? Where does God dwell? Where is the dwelling place of God? I am the kingdom of God. God dwells in I. Do you remember what Christ said to Philip? Philip said, please show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. And what did Christ say? He said, have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how can you say, show us the Father? Because he said, I and the Father are one. So take I with you wherever you go, and whatever you are doing, in any area, in every area. When you sit down and read scripture, when you read, say, the book of John, wherever I am speaking, it is the I of your being speaking to you. And so listen when you read, for I am speaking. Be still and know that I am God. I am the vine. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit is taken away. Abide in me, and I in you. This is the I of you speaking. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. And so, this is I speaking to you. He that believeth on me, the I of your being, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. And so we are told to abide in that I, and let that I abide in you. Now, do we begin to see the two ways of I? I that you are also uttered these words, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. The I within. Now, here is a secret of secrets, if you catch this. This is the I within you speaking. And it is speaking right this moment. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And I is telling you, though you may have spent years and years living as the walking dead, as a human being, if he will come unto the eye of your being, though you were dead, yet shall you live. You shall be resurrected into the eye that I am. So take I with you. Let the I abide in you. Rest back and abide in the I. This is the secret that you tell no man, that you have found a new identity. Christ says that you shall be given a white stone upon which is written a new name, and no one knows except he who receives it. But you know now, that new name is I. All through the centuries, I have been waiting for you to come back to the center of your being. Have I been so long a time with you and you have not known me? Know me, abide in me, and I will abide in you. It is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom, a kingdom where I exist. I give you my body, an infinite body, an omnipresent self. I give you divine mind, omniscience, pouring forth. I give you dominion, omnipotence. Not dominion over some other self, not dominion over other things. There isn't any. The dominion that I give you is dominion over your false sense of self. The dominion that I give you is the dominion to surrender that self, to climb back into your I identity. If you ask me, I will reveal myself to you in the silence, in the stillness, in the center of your being. I will speak. Be still and know that I am God. From everlasting to everlasting. You cannot get outside of I, and I am always within you. If you make your bed in hell, I am there. If you dwell within in paradise, I am there. Any place you travel, the only one you can come in contact with is the I of your being. Remember this. You really, really live and move and have your being in I. I am with Jesus right now, so I am with you. As I am with Moses, Abraham, Isaiah, so I am with you. As I am with Joel, so I am with you. And whithersoever thou goest, I will go. Can you not feel me? Can you not sense my presence? I am here. I am now. Be still and know that I am God. When you awaken tomorrow morning, let your first thought be to remember me. I at the center of your being. Try to get a sense of my presence. Realize that all through the day you move through I. And take a moment to be still and know that I am God. I tell you, if you do this, I will abide in you. I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Row upon row of abundance. I give it to you through grace. In all times, in all places, abide in me. And remember, I will abide in you. Be still and know